brought to you by Penguin.
Dinner with Joseph Johnson by Daisy Hay. Read by Kristin Atherton. Introduction. Dinner with Joseph Johnson. Over the course of the 18th century, a landscape of bookshops formed in the city of London, under the shadow of St. Paul's Cathedral. In Paternoster Row and St. Paul's Churchyard, the booksellers congregated, dealing with customers from street-facing frontages, commissioning new titles, and negotiating with printers and papermakers in back offices and workshops, eating and sleeping in warrens of rooms above their businesses. Upstairs in one of the houses in St. Paul's Churchyard, there was a room with no right angles and no straight walls. Over the decades, the appearance of this room altered and reformed. For many years, the most striking sight to catch the eye of visitors was a painting of a nightmare, featuring an incubus leering over a sleeping woman. The flesh and blood figure at the centre of the room formed an incongruous contrast to his backdrop. He was the bookseller, Joseph Johnson, the proprietor of 72 St. Paul's Churchyard. Johnson was a small, bewigged man with dark eyes. One woman who had reason to be grateful to him testified to the tenderness of his look. Another acquaintance recalled that Johnson greeted visitors with a good-humoured face, an outstretched hand, and an open invitation on his lips. "How do you do, sir? I dine at 3. Once a week, between the early 1770s and the end of 1809, Joseph Johnson issued an invitation to dinner. Throughout the year, he filled his dark, sloping dining room with the men and women who remade the literary landscape of the late 18th century. His guests did not come to dinner because of the quality of the food. Each week, the fare consisted of roasted veal, boiled fish, boiled vegetables, and rice pudding. There was wine to drink, although sometimes when Johnson's shop staff joined the company, they insisted on bringing their own beer. A brutal practice, thought one more refined guest. Over the decades, Johnson entertained hundreds to dine under the eye of the incubus. And the lines of their lives and ideas overlapped as they crossed his path. Let us imagine, for a moment, that the men and women who dined with Joseph Johnson are gathered around the table once again, according to their centrality to Johnson's story, rather than the realities of time and place. Gradually, a picture of the community he created becomes visible beneath the painting of the nightmare. Seated at Johnson's right hand, monopolizing the attention of the host, is the artist responsible for the image of incubus and sleeper, Henry Fuseli. Fuseli himself acknowledges that once he starts drinking, he finds it hard to control his tongue. "A few glasses of wine cause his spirits to run away with him, and he always repents of his extravagance in conversation," reports one witness to his table manners. Fuseli's chief sparring partner at dinner is a mathematician called John Bonnycastle. During working hours, Bonnycastle teaches maths to trainee soldiers at the Woolwich Military Academy. During his leisure, he writes books designed to reveal the beauties of mathematics to general readers. He is not an elegant eater. According to the testimony of one young guest, he has an unfortunate tendency to goggle over his plate like a horse. When he laughs, his teeth are exposed at the sides, and in Fuseli's presence, he laughs and shouts in equal measure. Sitting apart from the squabbles of Fuseli and Bonnycastle in this
sample complete. Ready to continue?